This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score, is Kevin Weeks, an NHL Network analyst. And NHL Network will continue to be providing the latest news and analysis leading up to and once the season resumes. He's with us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. And you can follow him on Twitter at Kevin Weeks. Kevin, how are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you all doing in Chi-Town? What's the good word?
Well, Blackhawks are a playoff team. You know, nobody thought it coming in, but all of a sudden they have just by the skin of their teeth backdoored their way into whatever this is going to be, provided they have it. I guess what's the message that sends?
Well, I think that's great. I mean, it's great for the sport. It's great for the city. It's great for their fans. Hawks fans are awesome. They're generation, multi-generational. It's a heritage franchise. It's a prestigious franchise, and it's nice to see the Blackhawks back on the map. You know, they were close, kind of, sort of close, getting closer, and then playing better. And, you know, when you have the future Hall of Famers that they have in their group, like the great Patrick Kane, who's going to be the best American-born player in the history of our sport, certainly the fastest to 1,000 career points, the great Jonathan Toews, the great Duncan Keith. I'm not sure if Seeds will be back by then. Corey Crawford's awesome. He's healthy. He's back playing well. And, you know, I just think that they're a team that might make some noise, that has a chance to make some noise in the playoffs, which is interesting. And it's great to see. And I don't want to discredit Kubalik. I mentioned him last night on the NHL Network because he's a net front player. And when you're going up against a team like Edmonton that's more dynamic, especially with the supersonic Connor McDavid, and who I believe will be the league MVP and the big German, Leon Draisaitl, the Oilers have an improved special teams this year. Their power play and penalty kill are both inside the top five. So having a net front guy offensively like Kubalik certainly helps. The Brincat should hit his stride. I think it could make for a real intriguing series between these two teams in the 5 and the 12.
If you were a player right now, what would be your foremost concern about what's being negotiated in whatever this return looks like?
I mean, health and safety is always paramount. You know, that's always critical. As I always say, people always look at athletes as though they were built in a lab somewhere. Like cyborgs, but that's not the case. There's, you know, athletes live in society. And you know what? It's you may have a young child that may be a little more susceptible. Maybe they're asthmatic. Maybe you have parents that are seniors that, you know, whether they look healthy or not, maybe they're a little bit more susceptible to infectious diseases. Whatever the case may be, you have an older parent living with you. You have a family member living with you. There's different variables. And, you know, that's why I always say there's an intersection between life and sport that a lot of people don't recognize for athletes and staff. So I think that's really the paramount kind of point of focus and emphasis for the players that I've spoken to, the agents that I've spoken to, even team personnel, front office staff and coaches. It's health and safety. That's paramount number one. And once they can do their best, which they're working on now, which the NHL and the NHLPA are jointly working on, once they can do their best to ensure that they're going to continue to have world-class health and safety around the testing and then the potential treatment, et cetera. Then from that point on, you know, your main concern is trying to win the Stanley Cup. I mean, you guys know what it's like in Chicago. Hoisting Stanley Cup, spring champagne, you want to be in that locker room spraying that champagne. I know well from talking to Toews and Kane and these guys, over the years. I know how driven those guys are. I know how great they are. And ultimately, you know, that's what they want to do, and so too do the great fans there.
You mentioned the big German Leon Draisaitl, and it matters maybe that he's German because of the job that Germany has done, the example that that country has set in managing the pandemic, because they have a literal scientist who is the leading executive of the country. It's been seen in the response, the intelligence, the wherewithal of the response to it. It paints a picture of some very different opportunities for players to stay in shape and to continue to play hockey based on what country they're in and how the country's done and what the rules have been. Sweden has been fairly relaxed in their approach, and maybe some Swedish players are going to be in a better position having just skated more. Is this going to be an issue?
An issue? No. Can it be a competitive advantage for some teams that have more players that are able to take advantage of that? Absolutely. Of course. You know, I've spoken to different players overseas. Since you mentioned Germany, I've talked to three of my former teammates that live in Germany that have been talking about that. Some of my former teammates that are active in the league still as well, that are skating in Sweden, that are skating in Russia, that are skating in Switzerland, that are skating in Czech Republic, not to mention some in states or provinces here in North America between the U.S. here and Canada, back in Canada, where they may be in states or provinces that are a little bit more relaxed as well. So they might have been able to get a jump. Some of them have been able to get a jump. So that, I really think, bodes well for the team that has a collection of those players, or especially those players that are in, you know, influential positions on their respective teams. So let's take the New York Rangers, for example. All three of their goalies have been skating. Shesterkin, their impressive rookie, has been skating. Georgiev, their other fellow 24-year-old goalie, has been skating. And the great Henrik Lundqvist has been skating. Kaapo Kakko, their young, you know, second overall pick in the draft, their young Finn, has been skating. Mika Zibanejad, their star forward, along with Panarin, have been skating. So you look at that right off the hop, I mean, that is a competitive advantage right there. So, yeah, it is a feel-intuitive sport. Your timing, your spacing, your pace, your conditioning, your reads on the ice, your instincts, all those things, they only continue to get refined and improved upon by being out on the ice. And I really think that those teams that have the majority of players, or a higher number, excuse me, of players that have been able to do that, I think that's going to benefit them, with unquestionably so.
I have found myself as a goalie parent involved in some conversations with some other goalie parents. And it's been funny because skaters have an advantage where, sure, goalies can skate, and obviously skating is important, but it's not, if you don't have the ice, like, even if you're doing other off ice, regular off ice stuff, it's sure. really hard. You can't, unless you have one of those little sliding board plastic things, you can't get in your butterfly. You know, you can't really do the exercises you need to do in your butterfly and locking out your pads and making sure that that act stays in shape. Sure, you can do the blind tennis ball off the wall thing and all the basic drills, but I would think goalies who can't skate right now are at a particular disadvantage.
You're so right. I got to tell you, I remember even during our work stoppage in 04-05, I stayed at home in Toronto as opposed to coming to New York because I had signed with the Rangers at that time. And, you know, I was hemming and hawing, and guys didn't want to go to Europe. We weren't really sure. Are you going to get blackballed? You know, do we do it? Do we not? And I was one of the guys that chose not to. So I was skating with my then goalie coach, Sudsy Maharaj, who's the goalie coach of the Anaheim Ducks now, John Gibson and Ryan Miller. And we were doing drills at an arena literally underneath a strip mall back home in Toronto at the time. 8 a.m, we go on the ice. So at least I had a chance to skate. But here's what I'm going to say, and do goalie-specific drills with him. You know, some days we had an extra shooter, some days we didn't. I was doing that about 3 days a week. But I got to tell you something, though. Even just being able to do that, it was helpful. But what was worse is not even being able to scrimmage, or not even being able to be in a full practice or play in any game situation. And for the guys that did, and for the players that did, that continued playing throughout that season, even though our season was canceled, when they came back, when we came back as a league for what was then the 05-06 season, those players were way ahead. And those goalies were way ahead. In fact, my game was never consistently the same after that. Going into that was my platform year in Carolina, and that was actually my career season going into that. And coming out of that, you know, I went into that as a 66-game goalie, a six-shutout guy, a number one guy, having just gone to Stanley Cup final, with the Canes. And I came out of that as a different goalie. Like, I had to kind of retool myself. And, oh, by the way, we had this great young upstart by the name of Henrik Lundqvist, who's a rock star.
Pretty good.
Came out and was awesome. Yeah, he's pretty good. So at that point, I was like, all right, man, I got to be the best backup in the league. And I want to play like the number one guy whenever I get in the net and try to help groom this young guy. So that's the impact that it had on me, to your question. So, yeah, we are, as goalies, it is a disadvantage in not being able to fully simulate a lot of what we do and what goalies do. And, you know, your kid being able to do a lot of the nuances of the position that you can only do by actually physically being on the ice. So it's that specialized position, as you know all too well.
Kevin Weeks is our guest on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Before we let you go, briefly, the Blackhawks are in flux in their front office with President John McDonough having been let go by Rocky Wirtz. And we don't really know what the future is and what the timetable is. They haven't really talked about it. What have you heard about what the Blackhawks situation is? And is this something, you know, eventually you would be interested in doing, of getting into a front office in some capacity?
Yeah, I mean, I'll start by saying, you know, John did an incredible job there in Chi-Town. You know, John was a part of transforming, along with Rocky and Jay Blunk and the whole crew. You know, obviously Stan and the great Coach Quenneville and everybody that's been involved over the years. I know some faces have changed, but they're legacy franchises, I said, off the top. And, you know, John did an incredible job. It was historic what they've been able to accomplish. And unfortunately, you know, there was a change. But John's, you know, he's earned the right between what he's done with the Cubbies and the Hawks. And, you know, he's a top-end sports executive in the business. And I'm sure the world will present a lot of opportunities for him that'll be fruitful should he want to continue on that chapter. So no shortage of opportunities for him. In terms of what I've heard, how about I phrase it this way? It's been easier, and I don't say this lightly, of course. It's been easier for me to get into the White House and or the Pentagon than it is to get any information out of there. They've been very tight-lipped in Chicago about what their plan is. And, you know, that's knowing as many people in the organization as I do. But to their credit, they've kept everything to the vest. And, you know, I'm sure that they have somewhat of a plan. But the good thing for them is this affords them more time to be as creative as they need to be and use time to their advantage. And then for me, to your question, I love television. I love broadcasting. I love it. It's what I aspired to do as my second career. It's now hard to believe it's been 11 years. So I love it. I love being on the NHL Network. I love, you know, being on social and other platforms I've been on over the years. So I have more TV aspirations, but if the right opportunity came along for a franchise, and if it was the right fit with a great ownership and an ownership group that's committed to winning the way the Blackhawks are committed to winning, then yeah, of course, that would certainly be something that I'd be very interested in. You know, I played for a lot of great general managers. Jim Rutherford, who's won 3 Stanley Cups. The great Lou Lamoriello, who's won 3. You know, the late, great Bill Torrey. The great Glenn Sather, who also has won 5. Bill Torrey, the late Bill Torrey, won 4 with the Islanders as their architect. So, you know, being around the league as long as I have now and watching as many games and having the relationships, I have a pretty strong sense of how I'd like to see a team run through experience and through the great people that I've had the good fortune of working with and playing with and just watching as many games as I do all the time too, and realizing that, you know, hockey is, it's not a top-down sport. A lot of people look at that. It's funny because you just mentioned that one of your kids is a goalie. I'm a grassroots up guy, not a, you know, top of the mountain down guy, because there's only 750 players in the world in the NHL. So if you're running a team, yeah, it's fine to know everybody at the NHL level, but you better know what's going on in Switzerland with AC Lugano and, you know, a goalie 2 years ago by the name of Elvis Merzlikens, who you see starring for the Columbus Blue Jackets right now. You know, you better know what's going on in Germany, because there could be, you know, Dreisaitl or this young kid, Stützle, who played in the World Juniors, who might go in the top 3 or 4 this year. You know, you got to know what's going on in the USHL with Chicago Steel. You have to know and have a finger on the pulse at all levels beneath the NHL. Really, I think that's more my approach to it. And let it be collaborative, and, you know, you can find that intersection between treating players and staff properly and fairly and treating them like quality people, and at the same time, you know, expecting high performance from them and your aspiration to win a cup. So I think Chicago, as an example, I'll tell you guys a quick story. I remember their last Stanley Cup final, a lot of you remember they had a stiff opponent in Anaheim. And, you know, it was that overtime, double or triple overtime game, if I'm not mistaken. And I know that some of the players told the training staff, hey, we need some juices, man. We need fresh press juices. They went out. I don't know if it was Taser that told them. I don't know if it was Sharpie, Brad Richards, my good buddy. I don't know who it was. But the training staff had juices for them. They went out and got juices, and that game went deep into overtime. The guys were drinking those juices. Next thing you know, the Hawks ended up winning that game. They end up coming back. They win the series, and the rest is history. So that's the attention to detail that I'm about, and clearly their franchise and some other franchises in the NHL, when you have good ownership that are committed to excellence, they have that. So there's no question. That's why they are who they are. So, yes, if that type of an opportunity presented itself, it's of course I'd be crazy not to look at that.
Well, that sounds oddly like a fully formed organizational philosophy that would have anticipated a question like that and a very diplomatic response, as we should expect from our guest. Kevin, I really appreciate you taking the time and wish you good health going forward.
Appreciate you having me on. And thanks to all you fans that watch us on the NHL Network. And shout out to all the essential service workers on the front lines. And, of course, I always say shout out to the men and women in the armed forces. You know, we appreciate you. We appreciate your sacrifice, especially coming off of Memorial Day weekend here. So thanks to everybody. Thanks for having me on. Look forward to coming on again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.